Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the Mass Choir of the Edwin Hawkins Music and Arts Seminar.
Celebrating today or every day. Every day for me. He got up. Jesus got up with all power in his hand. Thank you for joining me. Good morning. I'm your host, Minister Daphne Smith, and I welcome you to For Purpose of Godliness, For the Purpose of Godliness on Blog Talk Radio. I'm so excited. It is Easter Sunday morning, Resurrection Sunday morning. Listen, thank you so much for joining me today. I pray that you have had a wonderful week. It's been busy for me and Pastor, and I'm grateful for that. And I just thank you so much for joining us today. And I do my best to stick to the Bible, address your needs, and plant the seed of godly purpose in your life. Okay, so it's Easter Sunday morning, Resurrection Sunday, and we are celebrating, or we should celebrate every day, those of us that are believers in Christ. This is a special day for us. Celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let me just put this out because I'm going to try to finish today. Listen, this is really the year for us to start seeking God. We should have been doing it anyway from day one. And this is the time for us to really start seeking God, seeking his face, walking his statutes. Because of everything that Christ has done for us, we can live for him. Listen, Resurrection Sunday means instead of death, we have life. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. I believe it. And so, listen, our job is to hold on to his word and everything that he says we are in his word. Hold on to that. It's Resurrection Sunday. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. Christ, listen, died on the cross for my sins and rose again for my justification. So, listen, this is just a reminder for me that I need to live right. I need to ask God to forgive me and just live right. Okay. All right. So let's get to our scripture have a lot to say and a short time to say it. Just thank God for his word, and thank God for you joining me today. And Father, we just pray, and we know that your word will not return void. It will accomplish what you have sent it to do. So we're going to Luke 24, and our lesson is, or theme is today, is why seek the living among the dead. Okay, all right. So Luke 24. Now, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, oh, come on now, underline this, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember, come on, underline that too. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was, come on, women, it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen clothes lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had done. Why seek the living among the dead? There's so much I want to say right there, but I'm going to do my best to stick to my notes. Okay, so let's get to it. Today is Easter, all right. And many of us will go to church, and we will hear about the story of Jesus. And when you read the Bible, you read the Gospels, they all have their, I don't want to say take, but they all have their story, and it's from a different perspective. In Matthew 28, it talks about an earthquake that comes and rolls the stone away. And it says, but the angels answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. Come on now, he is not here, for he is risen. Every time I read that, I want to shout. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. So that's Matthew. In Mark 16, verses 2 through 5, it says, very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said among themselves, who will roll the stone away, a stone from the door of the tomb for us? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. And also in John, it talks about Mary Magdalene standing outside the tomb, wondering where the body of Jesus was. And so we get to that, and that's John 20, verses 11 through 17. And this one, John takes a different perspective, because Jesus talks to Mary and ask her why she's weeping, and she says, they've taken my Lord away, and she's crying and everything. But then she realizes at the end of the conversation, see, when the Lord speaks to you, you understand. You know it's Jesus. You know it's Jesus. So when the Lord speaks to her, she wants to reach out and touch him, and I'm paraphrasing. He said, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to him, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. So we get to Luke chapter 24, which focuses on the physical absence of Jesus and the confusion that followed. It is remarkable that most of his loyal followers, the ones who were with him at the beginning, who witnessed the crucifixion, saw his body laid in the tomb, are a group of women. I don't know why that's remarkable. It's remarkable. Not so remarkable to us, but back then, during that time, it was really remarkable. And Luke names them Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. The women go to the tomb expecting to find Jesus' body and to anoint it, which is proper for them to do during that time. Instead, they find an empty tomb. And Jesus is nowhere in sight. So just kind of put that in your mind. You go and no one's there. Suddenly, they are confronted by the appearance of two men in dazzling clothes who ask them a profound and unsettling question. Why do you seek the living among the dead? That's important. This is a strange question because Mary Magdalene and Joanna and the other women were not looking for the living. They were not looking for a living Christ. They had gone to the tomb looking for a dead man. Come on now. And to bring spices to anoint his body and prepare to bathe and anoint him. That was their last gesture of loyalty and love. They were not looking for the living at all. These women knew the reality. Come on, because sometimes reality just slaps you in the face. It's just reality. I know what the doctor said. Okay, I know what the doctor said. You know how much money you got in the bank. You see your situation. Y'all, I just want to shout. And the things that's happening around you. Listen, we're not crazy. We see what's going on. They were expecting what anybody would expect to find in that situation, a dead body. So, for me, this is a message that comes to mind every Easter. Every Easter since the Lord gave this to me years ago. Why do you seek the living among the dead? We do the same thing. We come to church, we expect the same thing. We get up in the morning, we expect the same thing. We go to our jobs, we expect the same thing. We sit down to dinner with our families, we go through our daily routines, and what are we expecting to find? Do we seek the living among the dead? Do we face every day with the same attitude, with the same dullness, with the same routine, the same woe is me attitude? Okay, now, the same despair. Do we come to anoint that which is dead? All right now. Are we content with the reality? With the reality we know or we see. Are we content with that? Or do we seek out new life in our everyday encounters? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. You just need to raise your hand and ask the Lord to help you right there. I almost want to say touch a neighbor. Ask the Lord to help you. Do we seek out new life in our everyday encounters? Okay, so for me, I'm a hoarder. I really am. My office, Lord Jesus, I'm going to get to it. And especially when it comes to books and school papers and messages and scriptures I write down. I even hate to throw away the papers with scriptures on it. I just have to just throw it away. So, you know, and when I clean out my office, I always run across old papers and you know, things like that. Some of the papers are turning yellow. They're so old. I just run across old stuff. And so I struggle with throwing it away. Back in the day, I was struggling with highlighters because I like highlighters. So I was struggling with throwing away the old highlighters. Nothing's coming out of them, but I just didn't want to throw it away. But here's the thing that the Lord gave me about these highlighters and papers and all this stuff. If you don't throw it away, you don't make room for the new. All right, just want to help you right there. Can't make room for the new. So finally, I have come to the realization that I need to throw things away. Some things I need to give away. And some things I give away and I forget I've given them away. You need to give them away. If I keep putting up with the old, I'll never be ready for the new. I've had some old sheets a long time ago, and Pastor told me to throw them away, and I was holding on to them. Y'all getting the gist of this? I was holding on to them. So, and Pastor said, just throw them away. And, you know, you don't want to throw this stuff away because, you know, them sheets, they feel good. They, you know, and they got all, you know, just you don't want to throw it away. If you're like me, you just want to keep stuff. But here's the thing. If you keep it, you can't make space for the new. Come on now. If you keep in these old relationships that we know are no good for us, just old thoughts, old ideas, just old stuff, you know, the Bible says, Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind, I press forward. That's my paraphrase. I press toward the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So you have to make space for the new. So am I making sense? I hope I'm making sense. We all do it. We cling to the old, and we'll go seek out the old. You know, something that happened, and the Lord tell you to leave that alone, and we'll go right back to that old situation, that old friend, that old whatever, that old phone number, whatever. And the Lord tell us to leave it alone. We all do it. We cling to the old. Old clothes, old shoes, old relationships, old habits, just old stuff. We hang on to the things that don't work anymore because it's easier than risking the change. Oh, I love Jesus. I love the Holy Ghost. It's easier than risking the change, the loneliness, the emptiness of the tomb. Because, see, long as I can go back to that, I know it's there. Because they would have kept going back to the tomb. And, you know, we got people go to Jerusalem, and they go and they do whatever they do. God bless them. I want to go too. And they do whatever they do. Every year they go. He's not there. He's gone. Come on now. Come on now. And I don't mean any harm to anybody. And I've said this, and I have offended people, and I'm not trying to offend anybody. We have loved ones that are going on. They're not there. They're not there. And praise God, those of them that knew Christ, honey, they're rejoicing in the Lord. And we're still sad. And listen, and we should be, and we should miss them in all of those things because we're human and that's what we do. But, honey, every believer in Christ is rejoicing in the Lord. The Bible says we don't grieve like the world grieves. We grieve because we miss them. But we rejoice in the fact that they've gone on to be with the Lord. Okay, I just want to say that. So, you know, I'm learning some things because of situations that happened in my life. We got to get our mind and our affections set on things above. I got to move on. So this is my Easter message and has been my Easter message since, I guess, the 90s. Really, I'm not making this up. Do not look for the living among the dead. I hear, do not do the same thing you've done, always expecting to get different results. That's called insanity. Do not expect new life to come while we're clinging to old habits, old thoughts, old prejudices, old hatreds, old hurts, or old fears. OLD, old fears. We are the saints of the Most High God, and he promised to make all things new. He promised even in the midst of death and transition or whatever, he said in his word, all things become new. All things become new. All things work together. All things become new. And we have to believe it, and we have to hold on to it, because it's rough out here. It's a rough out here, and we have to have something to hold on to. And this world system is designed to keep us down, to keep us frustrated, keep us angry, keep us mad, keep us fearful, keep us, you know, just keep us sad and depressed all the time. Because, oh, I just want to shout, because Jesus rose again, because he rose, because he got up out of the grave, we don't have to live like the world lives. Now, if you choose to, that's your business. But we don't have to do it. All right. Okay, I got to move on. Jesus has moved on from our dead situation. Yes, he has. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I know of a fact that he don't dwell in pity parties. I'm just telling you right now from my own experience. You cry and have a pity party when you want to. If you want to, when you come out of that pity party, that's where Jesus is. I'm just telling you. He has risen, just like he said. He told us in his word. He told the women, don't you remember? The angel said, don't you remember what he said? Remember what God has spoken to your heart. Remember what I'm saying today. See, I used to say, I believe this will help you. I pray this will help you. I know this is helping because it's helping me. So we got to remember what God says. God's promise to all who believe in him is a new heart and a new spirit. He knows we need new life, new hope, new mercies, new anointing, new everything. Daily he gives his children new and fresh bread. But if we keep looking back with the if a woulda, coulda, shoulda, seeking the living among the dead, we will never find the newness Christ offers. So as we celebrate Easter, Resurrection Sunday, with all our cute symbols, let's be reminded of the new life we have in Christ Jesus right now. Because heaven, eternal life is in us now. We're going to live eternally somewhere, hell or heaven. I choose. Help me and thank God for Jesus. He saved me. Heaven. All right. Behold, he makes all things new. This is what we need to remember. So I encourage you to trust God. Humble yourselves and be bold enough to move forward. Because in Romans 8 and 11, this is the New Living Translation, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, come on, shout and clap your hands. He will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. So listen, be encouraged. Be encouraged. We don't have any reason to be sad and despondent like the world. Now, there are things that's going to happen because, you know, we just live in this world and we live in a sinful world. But we don't have to be sinful. We don't have to be mean. I don't know why I'm saying this. We don't have to be hateful. We don't. We make the choice. We make the choice, and when these things come up on us, we have to remember and allow the Spirit of God in us to help us to remember that we don't have to live like this. We don't have to do what the world does. We can be free in Christ Jesus. I want to say this, and I got to move on. Yesterday, Pastor and I was just so privileged to be involved in an ordination. We didn't know we were going to be involved in it. We just came to support our neighbor. And it's the Bikers. I don't know their ministry. I forgot their name, and I don't want to mispronounce it. But they're like Bikers for Christ. That's what I'm going to say. And I'm telling you, I was so impressed with them and their ministry and everything that they represent. I was so impressed. Jesus is so much bigger than our little box. He got up out of that grave, which means, listen, whatever, I know this is the Holy Ghost, whatever is holding you down in that grave, Jesus got up so we can live and we can have life more abundantly. That's why he got up. That's why he got up. That's why he came. That's why he came. And people said, well, he could have stayed in heaven and blah, blah, blah. No, he couldn't have. Ah, come on, Holy Ghost. No, he couldn't have. He had to come down and save us because we were dying in our sins. And we have a loving God, and the Word of God says he loved us while we were yet in our sins. He loved us. Before the foundation of the world, God already loved us. Come on now. He could not let us stay, hallelujah, in our sin. He couldn't do it. He can't do it because he's a loving God. So Jesus had to come. He had to come. Nothing in this world could save us but Jesus. So I'm so grateful to God. I'm so grateful. Listen, I'm not recovering. No, people say I'm recovering. No, I'm not recovering. I'm an ex-druggie, ex-alcoholic. Ooh, ex-party girl. Help me, Jesus. Woo! Jesus is a deliverer. He's a savior, and he's our friend. He's our friend. And he did not leave us comfortless. He sent the Holy Ghost, his spirit, so we would always have him walking and talking beside us. Come on now. I love Jesus. Don't you love him? Say yes. I love him. I love him. All right, I have a few minutes. I rarely have the opportunity to do this, but I do today. I want to extend the invitation to those who are listening and will listen. If you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sin, you need to accept Jesus Christ today. I want to say especially Easter. You want to accept Jesus and the pardon of your sins. He came to deliver us. He came to set us free. And I'm just asking you to trust him as your Savior today. That's why we are so excited about celebrating Resurrection Sunday, but I'm excited every day about Jesus. So accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So say this prayer with me. God, I know that I am a sinner. I know that I deserve the consequences of my sin. Today, I am trusting and receiving you, Jesus Christ, as my Savior. I believe that you died on the cross for my sin and that you rose again for my forgiveness and my justification. I trust in you, Jesus, and you alone to be my personal Lord and Savior. Now you need to clap your hands and say, thank you, Lord, for saving me, giving me of all of my sins. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Listen, I thank you so much for joining me today. It has been really a pleasure, an honor, and a pleasure to have this privilege to share with you what God has done in my life and what he has placed on my heart. So join me again next Sunday at 8 a.m. Pacific time. Please share this with someone. Help me boost my ratings and my listeners. Listen, I want to leave you with a thought. 1 Corinthians 15 says, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? Come on now, come on now. O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. So I want to encourage you today, stand on God's word. Stand on his purpose and his plan. Listen, we must stand on it. Never doubt what he says. We have access to God because of what he's done for us. Thank you so much for listening. I'm praying for you. Pray for me that I will always preach the word of God with boldness. And listen, it's Resurrection Sunday. Be blessed in the Lord. And remember, we all must exercise ourselves for the purpose of godliness. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday.